So you recognise that because it's Flowers. It was originally a hit for Sweet Female Attitude, but DJ Spoonie has kind of reworked it and worked together with the Sugar Babes. Now, an organisation that's been working together with a charity we're going to be talking about now, a special chocolate selection box, the artwork for which was drawn up by a 9-year-old girl, has gone on sale in aid of East Anglia's children's hospices. Two in the region, one over at Cop Dock, I think it is near Ipswich. The other one that we would think of more in our immediate area, in Milton, just to the north of Cambridge. It follows a competition run by chocolate company Hadley Made and East Anglia's children's hospices for school children to design the front of the box. And I've just seen it this morning in the live, in the flesh, so to speak. In fact, I've seen two versions of it. My guest has brought them into the studio for me to have a look at. I've seen it previously online, one by Olivia, who attends Bilston Primary School. She's 9 years old. She was the winner. We'll find out why she was the winner. There were a couple of hundred children that submitted their entries. Gavin Bowie is the marketing director for Hadley Made. He's here now. And welcome back, Gavin.
Good morning, Phil.
Last Thank saw you in January, it was, when you were here with Victoria from East Anglia's Children's Hospices. And also Natalie Morris was here from Brick Marketing. You had come in as a team. At that time, just to record to listeners, they can catch up with this, by the way, as a podcast on our website, cambridge105.co.uk. You were, if you like, throwing down the gauntlet to everyone in the nicest sense. Nice soft leather gauntlet to say to people, right, children, design a chocolate box for us. And if you do that, I'm sure a lot of them were very willing to do that, and indeed you had lots of submissions, we will give you, we will give the charity EACH 10%. How did it go, Gavin? General question.
Well, it was fantastic. I mean, we had a day of judgment when we went to select. There was Natalie, myself, Victoria, and Lisa, one of the head figures of each, all sat down and had a very torrid time trying to select a number of winners and potential winners and runners-up.
You whittle it down a bit, halve it, then it's a bit like golf, isn't it? Do you make the cut? The next quarter, do the next eighth of the top 16th and the top 32nd?
It was exactly like that. Yeah. And actually, there were some very moving stories and images submitted. But it was down to what was the most appropriate. And whether Olivia did this by accident or whether it was a very clever, cunning plan, as you and I have just spotted, in fact, I probably hadn't until just now, the design of each logo actually matches the colours of the rainbow that she's drawn over the top of the heads of the children running underneath the rainbow, hand in hand, friendship, and a ray of sun over the top, which was really rather appropriate and quite striking on the front of a box. And we love it. And it was launched on November 14th this year, a little later than we planned. It just took a lot of time for the paperwork and agreements to get signed. But that's all done. It's all out there. And it was in time for Christmas, which was great.
Otherwise, you're going to have a 9-year-old Olivia saying, it's all copyright me and I get some royalties or loyalties from all of this. But of course, that didn't happen. Of course, it's all for charity. And you say, a little bit of matching of the purple in the rainbow goes with the logo on the box of EACH, which you proudly carry on the front of the box as well.
Absolutely.
Sort and of a purple hue.
One of the things we also did, it took us a slightly longer because during this year, as you know, we've not gone totally vegan. We just offer a range of vegan products, which is now over 50% of our sales, incredibly. What we found was that we didn't just want to do one selection box because, of course, we've now got this vegan range. So we suddenly introduced a vegan offering as well, which is a brand new product that we've launched this year with Olivia's sleeve, the same design on. So, it's fantastic to have actually two products out there.
Actually, I always like the chocolate man in the studio because he's actually brought four. Where are they all coming from? They've got four packets of chocolates in front of me. It's very, very tempting, but I shall focus on the interview this morning. Just something you said there, actually, kind of going off at a bit of a tangent, but over half of your sales on these chocolates are for the vegan variety.
Yeah, so in 2018, in July, I think we touched on it last time, we were asked by Suma Whole Foods if we would come up with a vegan walnut whirl. We can't call them whips, we call them whirls. That's our trademark.
And anyway, you'd be stealing the trademark probably from the other manufacturer.
It's not very fair. They've done all the work on it. But we've filled our product with truffle rather than a mallow filling. We do have mallow, but a slightly different type. But we had the challenge. And by October, we launched four products, three vegan-friendly walnut whirls using dark chocolate. So very much similar tasting to our standard products, but with dark chocolate, which is vegan-friendly. And we've now, since then, increased our business significantly, and it's now over 50% of our business in just over a year has come through vegan-friendly, which is incredible to us.
It's incredible for anybody listening to this.
It's just changed our business and our shift, and it gives us a little bit of a USP, as we call it, unique selling points. We also are environmentally friendly as we can. We're changing our packaging recycling-wise, biodegradable, compostability. 90% of our packaging inside the last 8 months was converted to remove all plastic, including our selection boxes, which have no plastic in them at all now, whereas you don't get those black plastic trays.
Sort of little blister film trays, sort of injection moulded or sort of vacuum shaped.
Absolutely.
So they become the hollowed out sculpted trays.
Exactly. We use just card and tray. That's all we use. So I like to say, stealing a little bit of a phrase from somebody, we're probably the first biodegradable selection box in the world.
In the world, Gavin.
That may not be true, but it's a great statement.
Probably, as one of the brewers in Denmark might say. So we have to say the word probably, because there's someone listening out there saying, hey, we're doing this in Lancashire or somewhere, or down in Sydney, Australia. But first of all, you think, just a matchstick couple. Because I guess it's supposed to be a matchstick boy and the matchstick girl, because the matchstick girl is wearing a dress and the matchstick boy looks rather thin. Yeah. After he's had some Hadley made chocolate, so he probably will put on a little bit of weight, especially around this time of Christmas. But sales have been going well, I guess.
Yes, no, they have indeed.
On both the vegan and the non-vegan.
Indeed, we're up 41% year on year. We're increasing, and gives us a focus. It gives us a social media discussion. It gives us some marketing points. We're delighted. Online sales are going really well. We've actually sold, I made a note of it, already 152 of these boxes since November the 14th. And as you quite rightly said, 10% goes to each. But not only that, if you go online and you type in at checkout, either EACH, the whole order will be given 10% donation to each. So it's not just about this selection box. That on its own gets 10%, but the whole order that you type in get 10%. And currently, to incentivise you further before Christmas, EACH10, and both of those are in full capital letters, EACH and EACH10, not only do you give 10% donation, or we give 10% donation of your total cost, but we give you 10% discount. So it works both ways.
So customers can receive 10% off products, as Gavin has said there, including the selection boxes, by inputting the code EACH10, no spaces, in capitals, EACH10, as in East Anglia's Children's Hospices, when you put in your order. And this runs until Thursday of next week.
It does indeed.
This campaign.
Phil. Yes, it does.
So get online, get tapping it. Late Christmas present. Well, not moderately late Christmas present for someone, because you still get it in time for Christmas, I guess that's why you're doing it, because you can get it all shipped out and dispatched
absolutely
in time before the
don't forget Veganuary, though, because Veganuary after Christmas is a very big thing, and now there is a vegan selection box. And we've got 14 products now on our website, our online shop, which do vegan as well. So don't forget that, please.
There's $6.99 for the box. You don't want to probably advertise too much. But we'll say, though, that you have a certain amount of local content. You're a little bit out of our area. But the lovely little town nestled in mid-Suffolk, I suppose, isn't it, Hadley?
It is indeed, yes.
Which is where your factory is.
Yeah, not too far, about 20 minutes drive from Ipswich, so it's not far. Yeah, they've been there since 1976. It's now second generation, and the third generation are now working in the factory, and they have been for a few years, and they're now sort of a university in between studies, so it helps them. But
it's a family-owned business, though, for three
is,
generations.
Still very much so, very much very involved on a day-to-day basis.
I'm going to ask you this one then. So outside of really the scope of talking about EACH, we had a guest on about 3 months ago. We were talking about palm oil. And in chocolate manufacture, palm oil is used. The issue for them was the palm oil and the Amazonian forest and the felling of the forest to bring in the palm oil plantations. But chocolate manufacturers are trying to be as accredited and audited as well as they can by using proper plantations which are renewable, regenerated, and farmed palm oil. Well, first of all, are you using palm oil in all your chocolate?
I have to say, there isn't really an alternative that you can use at this current moment in time, although there is light at the end of the tunnel. I understand that you can get oils from coffee beans, waste coffee beans, but it's the recycling and making sure that that's a clean, filtrated system that you can get. But that's out there, and it can actually apparently replace palm oil. But until that's proven, until done, we are slightly stuck with using the materials that we best think is appropriate. There are two sides of the argument on palm oil, and palm oil, in my opinion, as long as it's RSPO, which is the respectable green plant symbol that you'll see, as long as you're buying from those sources, it should be a monitored and sheriffed or policed system.
Managed, if you like.
Managed, yeah.
In a forestry...
Forestry, it did go
regime.
Wrong a few years ago, but they have put their house in order, and it's probably now the most policed oil that you can get. But in terms of that type of product.
And it's also because of public opinion, I suppose, as chocolatiers like yourself, all chocolatiers, whether they're Hotel Chocolat, whether they're Thorntons, others are available, we should mention other products, they've all got to do the same thing, Cadbury included.
Yes, and we all try to go to the sustainable sources, and we do our best to try and help that, and by doing that, you're obviously investing money into the system. The issue with palm oil is such a high-yielding oil that to replace it, you would need more coconut. And who's to say that coconut wouldn't be deforesting and doing worse? In fact, you would be, because you'd be putting more plants or more trees, growing more plants, needing more area and wasteland or land just to grow on. So if the plant is already yielding, if you use one that's less yielding, you'll need more area to grow. And I hope that makes sense to listeners.
Indeed. If you had one palm oil tree with a palm oil, it comes from big nuts, isn't it, on the tree? Big green, sort of olive-shaped
I believe so,
nuts,
yes. I'm not a world expert on this, but I do follow it from, I'd like to try and replace it. And we have done some work to try and replace it with coconut. Whilst that works, and we had a good product, you have a problem with slight taint because of coconut taste, and also it doesn't yield as well. So it's not just all about cost. If the yields are great, the costs are lower, but it is the best manage that I know of at the moment. But we will continue to strive to do it, because it does make up, a part of our ingredients to make chocolate. And that's where we are at the moment.
Some people might say they like the taint of a little bit of coconut in their chocolate. Some people don't like the idea of other products, Bounty, for instance, that has chocolate around not a coconut pulp, but
desiccated coconut.
Some people say, cannot possibly stand a bit of coconut, but other people like it. And we're going back to the coffee beans. Is it the coffee grounds that will give you the oil?
I've spoken about it with a few people over the last 6 months, and it's a really interesting scenario where if we can gather waste, if we can gather and make oil from a product that you recycle from, let's just say, the Costas, the Starbucks of this world, and the other independent chains out there that are absolutely on our high street everywhere, you think, well, if you could recover all those coffee grinds in a way that you could then make oil out of them to stop us having to chop trees, wouldn't that be fantastic? Unfortunately, quality control means that going into the food chain, it has to be so carefully done. And there are teams of experts around the world looking at ways in which, and employing universities, employing them to just come up with a way they can make it safe and make sure that it's got a certificate to say it's safe. But as you can see, when you're going around collecting all these waste granules, that takes a lot of time. Secondly, to produce the waste, the oil out of them, it probably requires quite a lot. okay, it's a recyclable product, which means, or it goes back into the environment and can be used to make soil in the same way that leaves do.
As indeed, you can go to your local coffee barista and ask for the coffee grounds and put it around your roses or in your garden, and there you are, got fertilizer next for the next year.
Yeah. But to make it safe, it has to go through quite a lot of tests. And of course, that all adds cost along the chain. So unfortunately, in this commercial world we live in, there are always ups and downsides to everything we look at. But the thing is, we need to take a balanced view, and we constantly look for ways in which we can improve what we're doing. And we won't stop. As we've said, with our recycling and compostability, by mid next year, I want to be almost away from all of our plastic packaging. So, because whoever or whatever it is, it can still break down into micro beads, and the issues are enormous. But then you get into the argument about card. Have we got infinite amount of card? But it's more recyclable than plastic.
It could be repulped and go around again. That's the thing, Gavin.
It can, and people will say, as long as we can capture plastic, that can be recycled and go around again. It's all about single-use plastics at the moment. The problem we've got is that the councils are not all joined up across the country and around the world as to what they want to do with it. And War Against Packaging, that Hugh Fearnley-Whissingstall aired recently, was a fantastic... You should all watch it if you've got any concern about it, because three episodes tells you what's going on in the world of plastic. It was a very responsibly written report and very well recorded. So I too look at that, and it gives me more incentive to think, well, do we really need plastic? If we don't, let's not use it.
Gavin, it sounds like you're very forward-thinking, and as a company as well, and that probably means in the end, ultimately, you're going to succeed if you are just looking around the corner, trying to. Nobody in this world can really, in marketing, in development, can really see what's coming next. But it looks like you're as onto it as you possibly can be.
We try our best, Phil.
Gavin, thank you very much. Big success, hopefully. Lots of money raised for East Anglia's children's hospices with this chocolate box, which Gavin is still proudly and still tempting, diverting my attention to in front of me this morning. Thank you very much, Gavin, for coming in and joining us. Gavin Bowie there, development. I should have your title here somewhere from Hadley Mate in
Sales
Suffolk.
Sales and Marketing Director.
Sales and Marketing Director. Well, I've got you down as Marketing Director. Thanks very much for joining us again and giving us a little update on things.
Thank you, Phil.
Marvellous. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.